Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive by on a president. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. And it shouldn't black. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day,
night.
Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
Wow, and welcome back once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street. And that is Chapter 7. Verse 26, and that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation and an acronym for Music Activism News. Lake City Radio on Blog Talk, I thank you all for listening live there, but please feel free to at least go to that phone number and use the 646-478-0944. Call in and be heard. I also want to say if you want to send in anything, music or anything like that, you can go to EMAXX. That's emaxxradio@gmail.com. Let me give you three quick disclaimers. Get them out of the way. All right, disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So I have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, notebook for all the info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call and blame Boogie Me at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind, and if you can't talk, stay silent. You'll go back on hold, but if you change your mind, you can always call back or press 1. Now, 216-400, 216-609, 216-820. Before we go to that, let me give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, Black Odyssey. just dropped off a new video. Number 9, Black House Sounds, working on so much stuff. Number 8, Stop Terrorizing Immigrants. More on that in just a little while. Number 7, debut at a Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. More on that in just a little while. Number 6, yep, debut in a Showtime at the Apollo. More on that in just a little while. Number 5, Good for the Hood pop-up events. More on that in just a little while. Number 4, Cleveland Comeback Soul. More on that in just a little while. And definitely, number 3, the debut of the Ward 5 Festival. I think Fred Barkley carried that Facebook Live. One thing about it, though, no hip-hop is ever included anymore. Well, they have the Rockin' Robots, but never mind. I think that's Ward 5, Phyllis Cleveland's Ward. Number 2 is the Waterloo Arts Festival that just happened. Got to get with Mr. Powers and a couple others because now it's about time to plan for next year's. And number 1, the Tri-C Jazz Fest debuts in the number 1 spot. I'm going to let people know if they choose. You can check out the Joseph Motley Jr. Period Facebook or YouTube for all the hot videos. Also, Black House Sounds Open Mic Facebook page, Sheriff Kuroi's Facebook page, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, which is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at voiceofradio.com. Wow. Larry H. Gardner will be interviewing somebody by the name of Mama Porter. That's tomorrow. And then, of course, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are usually on Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe 44110. Between the east of 152nd St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue. Number 1 and number 37 bus, they pass by the east 152nd St. Clair intersection. So the number 28 bus passes by Ivanhoe and Euclid. Just be prepared for a good walk when you get off that one. So before I do anything else, since I've gotten a little bit of information out of the way, I could tell people that if you want, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., or go to the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. And since I can do this one this way, I'll say you can Facebook Friends Fellowship Bible Church. Send in anything to emaxxradio@gmail.com. So before I do anything else, I'm going to go to the phone line of 216-400 and see what's on their mind. 216-400. What is on your mind? Going once. 216-400 going twice. Take it. You just wanted to listen, and I can appreciate that. Before I go to the 216-609 phone number, let me at least take time to get this out of here so that nobody will, they'll at least sit back and say, hey, we did what we were supposed to, especially on a day like today. I would at least like to start off things and just say that one announcement I'll put out there is the East Cleveland Solutions meeting is this Friday, July 6th, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, co-chaired by Oppressed People's Nation's Jay Lee and Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Al Porter, the man in the street. Plus, no matter what's given, there will be a Black House Sounds report. Our guest this coming Friday will be NAACP Euclid Branch for Cuyahoga County's Cassandra McDonald. That will be at 15453 Euclid Avenue, 44112 OPN Community Center. He might not be there, but I know Ballhead Fred will have at least 15 Oppressed People Nation DVDs free for the first 15 people who enter. So I'm looking forward to that one. I also want to at least say that I could take the time and just say, look, prayers go out to DJ Mike Sees, who in 2012 interviewed me. He put it on YouTube, my interview, the freestyle, as well as the whole In the Booth series. In the Booth series, which had such artists as, I believe, Suave Gotti, Indica Spitz, Poetry Fiend, Eric Wilson, and more. He always did things, he said, for free to make the whole city look good. Well, got to keep him and his family in prayers. His mom passed over the weekend. Also, Ronnie B. lost his step grandmother and Don Bryant's cousin, Linda Martin, passed. I also want to throw out there former wrestler Matt Capitelli, WWE, age 38, died of brain cancer. He was a co-winner in 2003's reality TV show, WWE Tough Enough. Three, he rose in wrestler ranks in 2006, but was sidelined for about a year while brain cancer was treated, but it returned very aggressively in 2017. Also, I have to throw out there Joseph Walter Jackson, July 26, 1928 to June 27, 2018. Joe Jackson, he was a talent manager and patriarch of the Jackson family, including Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson, Jackson 5. Hold on a second. Hold on. I have to give an infamous shout out to Uncle Red. Uncle Red, did you have the nerve to call me in the middle of my radio program on a Monday night? Man, infamous shout out to Uncle Red. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Hey, I can't forget that you had Rebe Jackson, be it Centipede, Jermaine Jackson's Let Me Tickle Your Fancy, Marlon Jackson's Baby Tonight. But anyway, Joe Jackson was inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Music Hall of Fame in 2014, played guitar in his own blues band, the Falcons, started the Jackson Brothers in 1960s with Jackie, Tito, and Jermaine. When Michael and Marlon joined, rebranded the Jackson 5, Steeltown Records was the first record label in Gary, Indiana, and went to Motown, and it was deals brokered by Joe Jackson, inducted in the 2011 Arkansas Black Hall of Fame. Pancreatic cancer is how he passed. But before I go to the next phone call at 216-609, I just want to say the one thing that Joe Jackson did, fleeing all of his faults, well, I do remember meeting him when he came to Cleveland. It was Silk Kelly, who's now residing in Columbus, introduced me to him when they had like a shoe party and stuff like that, women's shoes and stuff like that at 30th and Euclid. But I digress and say that the one thing that Joe Jackson did, that a lot of groups that are smart, they do, he made sure they practiced and knew their music when they went out. I got to say, from Joe Jackson to Joseph Motley Jr., Mr. Powers, they believe in practicing and knowing your stuff. So if you get into a certain situation, boom, speaker go out, you know your stuff. Microphone drops, you know your stuff. You know, those little things. So it's always appreciated to see that the legends know what it takes to get it done. I'm going to 216-609. 216-609, how you doing out there?
I'm doing great. Joe Legacy, just calling in to support everyone that's calling in. I've been hearing a lot, though, about the refugees. And I think that's a sad case. And I want to pray for the families that's being separated. Other than that, the deaths that you brought up today, also want to pay respect to them folks that passed away. And other than that, just Joe Legacy just calling on in to tell everybody thank you for supporting Joseph Motley Jr. page on YouTube. And I've been noticing people been hitting the subscribe button. I've been noticing people been hitting the like button. But like I say, it's serious matters going on. So I had to put that out there as well about what I do. But at the same time, I'm just really praying for this nation right now, the United States, and the weather. Also, the weather is, it just seems like it's getting hotter and hotter. So if you're an older person, a young person, if you're a person, period, stay hydrated and try to stay out there these next few days in Cleveland. So I also want to put that out there so I don't hear next Monday people die because they didn't fuel themselves with water, not with pop, not with juice, not with alcohol, water, just plain old water. So Blackout Sound once again is in the building. Shouts out to Carl Powers, Black Odyssey, everybody that support this station, and even shout outs to them haters out there. You know what I'm saying? Keep hating hard. Blackout Sound, I'm out. Joe Legacy.
Yeah, and I can appreciate that phone call because he just told you the truth. Drink water, please, people. Your body's comprised of that. Please drink it. Before I go to the 216-820 phone line, I do and should put out, you can Facebook Champagne Bang or the Facebook the Official Hurricane Bang page. Also, I'll throw out there because, hey, it carries a lot of the music too. So Alfred Porter Jr. period, Facebook with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, or Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio, also plays a lot of music that can be found at Joseph Motley, M-O-T-L-E-Y, Jr. on YouTube. Before I do anything else, I go to the next phone caller. I guess I better get into this because it was kind of brought up, but I didn't even. Anyway, I just wanted to pull out the 10-foot step ladder for this soapbox. Not much, but I just want to throw out there President Trump's proposed ending the sponsorship of relatives such as parents, a.k.a. chain migration. Decades-long ability of U.S. citizens to assist relatives in obtaining legal residency. You know, in November, Trump tweeted, chain migration must end now. Some people come in, bring the whole family with them, who are truly evil, not acceptable. Now, First Lady Melania Trump secured a green card and sponsored her parents, Victor and Amalija Knavs, K-N-A-V-S. I'm thinking it's like the broad eight, Knavs, who's close to accepting citizenship. So both of her parents might get citizenship, but she sponsored them because in 2000, Melania Trump, at that time, Melania Knavs, Slovenian model, dating Donald Trump. So she petitioned the U.S. government for the right to permanently reside in the country under a program reserved for people with extraordinary ability. In March 2001, Melania was granted a green card in the elite EB1 program, a.k.a. the Einstein program, which is reserved for renowned academic researchers or multinational business executives or Olympic athletes, you know, Oscar-winning actors who demonstrate sustained national and international acclaim. Now, Melania's credentials at the time was runway shows in Europe, Camel cigarette billboard, which was in Times Square, New York, and a spot in Sports Illustrated swimsuit model in a string bikini on the beach with a 6-foot inflatable whale. Now, postscript. Our president set a new record, 3,001 lies in 460. If you don't believe me, just type in 3,000 lies in 466 days. You probably see it on YouTube or maybe one of the Time.com or CNN.com because I don't think they could believe it. How do you count up 3,000 lies in 466 days? But anyway, I guess you could look it up. Lies pertaining to the wall or the biggest crowd or no Russia tampering or most legislation things passed. You know, I tell anybody, yeah, I'm conservative, but I'm a man. So if your administration uses Romans 13, 1 through 8, which was used to justify slavery, apartheid, World War II Germany, but then go past the obey your government to verses 9 and 10, which say, basically speaking, loving thy neighbor and love's the greatest commandment, then I'm not a real man. I mean, if Trump's an ass, not remembering suffer not the children, then my commander and chief, they got to get it, just like a Democratic mayor or a cop who does something wrong, because wrong is wrong. I mean, hell, I'm not Muslim, but I got to stand up for them because during slavery, white people stood up for us. They helped in civil rights, damn it. DACA, I mean, I better help those folks because what happens when it's black folks' turn? Because we've been catching it still from police brutality. So I guess my Muslim brother, my DACA brothers and sisters, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., a lot of people like to claim, yeah, he was conservative, although before his murder, he spoke strong against political parties, not standing up for the people. That was one of the reasons why he died, because if you look up the fact that he was taken up for garbage workers, sanitation workers, and he realized at that time, 32 billion, he figured, I said, black people, basically speaking, stop spending your money. Yep, caught a bullet for that one. That was one of the last things that he started speaking about. And he had the juice that people might have actually listened to him. They listened to him during the bus boycott, digressed before going to the next phone call and say that Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did say. And injustice anywhere is an injustice everywhere. Damn it, if that's not the truth. I'm going to 216-820. They're probably calling to tell me that Donald Trump's face deserves to be on Mount Rushmore. 216-820, I'm ready. How you doing?
All right. How you doing out there?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well. Talk to
all me. Right. This is Mr. Powers, you know what I'm saying, from Black House Sound. Two things that I wanted to say, you know what I'm saying, before I go into the business aspect. While, you know what I'm saying, I want to give a real big, big special shout out to everyone that we lost in this world. You know what I mean? Because, you know, like I say, tomorrow's not promised to no one. You know what I'm saying? One day you're here, then you're gone the next. And so, you know, that's why we must, as a whole, cherish the life and friendship and value one another while we're still around on this earth, because, you know, you may never know what tomorrow will bring. And on that note, you know what I'm saying, I also want to give a special shout out to the family of Leon White, a.k.a. Big Van Vader, who had passed away a couple weeks ago. You know, so much love to him. You know, he certainly will never, ever be forgotten, you know what I'm saying, due to the fact that he was a two-time WCW champion. But the next thing that I want to say is this. You have not said anything about this yet, and I was hoping you would, but I'm going to go ahead and break the news, you know what I'm saying, if you don't mind. You know what I'm saying? I just want to say to everyone that, you know, I saw the news today and I saw the move that LeBron made, you know, and just for the record, you know what I'm saying, I am not upset. I'm not upset with him. You know what I mean? Because even though, you know, he was playing for us, you know what I'm saying, the bottom line was this, you know, and sometimes in life, you know, when there are other ventures, you're not going to get them staying in one spot. You know, you must expand. But LeBron James did do what he said he was going to do. He did bring us a championship 2 years ago. He didn't promise that he would bring every championship to us, but he did bring a championship to us. So for that, you know what I mean, I got nothing but love for LeBron. You know what I'm saying? And you still got my support. Other than that, when it comes down to Black House Sound, you heard from a partner, Joe Legacy. Big shots out to him. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yes, it is. You know what I'm saying? Yes, it is true. The things that he told you about YouTube is true. And it's still not too late to log on to Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube and check out the newest, latest tracks from Black House Sound. You know what I'm saying? Because Black House Sound make real Cleveland music, and Black House Sound is based on unity, especially when it comes to the youth.
Man, I appreciate that very much. I really do. And I had forgotten all about Vader, and I'm glad you reminded me of that, and I'm glad you called attention to the website, especially the YouTube site. So I'm going to ask you, man, what has been, like, your greatest joy in recording and putting music out?
Well, you know, the best thing for me is the challenges that are being presented to me. You know what I mean? Because, you know, like as you would say, it's a lot of teeny bop rappers out there that's getting airplay, you know what I'm saying, for no apparent reason. And then, you know, and here's the craziest part about them. You know what I'm saying? And I never thought I would hear myself say this, but if you notice, the newest rappers nowadays, they come out and they breathe so heavy because the ones that are already out, guess what?
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Their reign don't last long. After one or two albums, you never hear from them again. You hear somebody else new. So what I'm trying to tell the radio station is that if this is what hip-hop has transcended into, then guess what? That is a big, big problem and a big ordeal. But the only thing that I will say is this, you know what I'm saying? I got mad love for all rappers, but just remember one thing and keep this in your mind. Keep this in your mind. And I'm not talking to nobody local. I'm talking to every rapper that is in the music industry, period. It's not always about getting a record deal. It's about what kind of record deal you're taking. So in other words, wake up, take a good look before you jump in, because at the end of the day, your fame and reign can also be your downfall as soon as it rises.
Man, I appreciate that very much. It's something for us all to take in. May you have an excellent remainder this evening, brother.
You best believe I will. And just remember one thing. I said it before, and I'll say it again. Black House Sound makes real Cleveland music. One love, I'm out.
Peace, and I appreciate it. Before I go to the 216-209 phone number, I do want to throw out there, man, sometimes you do have to think about what you do. I just want to give a quick 8-foot step ladder out from a soapbox. This week's Dumnik Award goes out to Dipset co-founder and reality TV star Joseph Jones, a.k.a. rapper Jim Jones, who in April released a CD called Wasted Talent. Now, the Bronx-bred MC, he lived up to the CD title of Wasted Talent. About two Wednesdays ago, he was a backseat passenger with two others who were in the backseat along with him. There were two in front. I think they were in Coweta County, Georgia. Now, I'm just setting up the stage for all of this. Now, the SUV Mercedes sped off during a police chase, which happened because of a routine traffic stop. But it wasn't really routine. See, the police stopped it because they noticed the SUV drifting into the left-hand emergency lane several times by apparently incoherent lady by the name of Anna Rajni Miles. Now, after a vehicle search, cops seized 23 oxycodone pills, pistol, a weed, stolen handgun, and a backpack with oxycodone, Percocets, as well as THC oil. Oh, and about $148 in cash. Now, Jones paid $7,000 bail. Yep, Jim Jones paid $7,000 bail and said the driver, Anna Rajni Miles, wouldn't stop what he told her to, and she appeared to be incoherent. And although he had weed in the system, he ain't know about nothing else. Jim Jones. Jimmy. Jimbo. Yes, knew she was high when you got the freaking car, because you were high too. Jim Beanie, when you make money and get to a new situation, you're supposed to change things as you get bigger. And I'm not talking about selling out. I'm not talking about running out. But you're supposed to change your negative surroundings so you're not caught up. That might mean that you walk out in the same people that you hang around from day one. You might say, you know something, we cool. Give them a pound, dap, keep rolling. Because, see, I used to be a young dope boy, thug. Now I'm a conscious rapper. Got proof of it. Was doing it for years. Wait a minute, part of the CCR, Cleveland Conscious Rap Movement that was started by Joseph Motley Jr., Black House Sound's founder. Then the second came from, of course, the CEO, Mr. Powers. That is also the fact that I do Man in the Streets, Black on Black Crime Incorporated president. Now, it gets hot out here like today. And sometimes it happens, but I'm going to tell you something. There are some people who've decided to say, hey, man, I'll take you where you have to go. I'll turn the damn ride down. Why? Because I know they're carrying weight. Not fat, but weight, because they might be selling drugs. Or when the car opens up, you got two or three people, loud, weed, you name it. You know they might have a stolen car. You just know some of your people, right? And if it's not from them or the other passengers, if I get in the car, the police stop the car, I'm busted too. I can't even cry because I know better. When you know better, you do better. Dipset co-founder, yep, you're the dip nigga of the week. I'm going to 216-209, and with my luck, it's probably Jim Jones, even Tamron called to tell me off. Anyway, 216-209, how you doing out there?
I'm great, Brother Al, and this is John from Black Odyssey. And I'm going to leave that Jim Jones thing right there where it's at, because sometimes we put ourselves in positions that we shouldn't, and I know one thing about trouble. It's a life. It's a 1 second in and a lifetime out.
You ain't lying.
So so I'm gonna leave that right there where it's at. Shout out to Black House.
Saw the Mac. Cool. And I saw the Max Spitz video.
Oh yeah, that's where I was going next. I was getting ready to say we just put out a Max Spitz video and. It's almost at 100 views, less than 24 hours. That's amazing. So the public has been waiting, and they're watching this one pretty good. So y'all go check it out, Black Odyssey TV. That's BlackOdessy TV. That's on YouTube. And when you go up in there, just put in Max Spit or Max Spit, whatever, you know, it comes up first. For you guys, and or if not, you can't find it that way, you can check me out at John Allen on Facebook or at Black Odyssey on Twitter, or just put in Black Odyssey, BlackOdessy, but any major social networking site, and it should come up. We got a lot more videos coming this year. Like I said, due to the weather, we ought to slower start than normal, but sometimes that means better quality, as you can already see. It's great. I love doing what I'm doing because it's not only my work, I'm also helping someone else. So that's what I'm about, helping somebody else. So shout out to Native because they opened up last night for Project Cat, and just seeing where they're going and how we brush shoulders with them, and, you know, and they were winners of the best contest back-to-back. So that's just speak volumes on the people that we brush shoulders with and associate with. So it's more things to come. I don't want to keep going on and on, but I wanted y'all to remember one thing. With all this LeBron news going on and everything, don't forget that it was nearly a terrorist attack today. Don't forget that we still got a maniac in the White House. So don't be blinded by all the other news that we kind of like get fooled by. So, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Don't forget about it, you know, because this maniac is doing things by the hour, destroying, you know what I'm saying, our public. So y'all pray up, y'all stay up, Black Odyssey, BlackOdessy.
I appreciate you very much, and feel free to hold on to the line. I appreciate it.
I sure will.
No problem. Now, you know something, before I do anything else, you know a couple of songs that I need to play tonight, but, based on what was just said, you know, I'm going to at least go into something and just ladder for the soapbox. But I just want to let people know that if you go on Facebook, call SEN, period, PURTMAN, call Sen Portman to end ICE raids in Ohio. And it's basically being done to stop what happened in Sandusky and Massillon. You can call Senator Portman's D.C. line at 202-224-3353. Cleveland is 216-522-7095, or the main switchboard, which is 202-224-3121. Call and say, my name's blank. Do not say your name's blank. Use your real name. I'm calling from. Then you give the state, city, and zip code, not exact address, but just state, city, and zip code, and let them know that I'm horrified by the ICE raids happening in Ohio, using my tax dollars to destroy communities and families and destroying the American dream that our country used to stand for. As an active taxpayer, Mr. Portman, I need you to do a few things. There's a couple of things that they ask you to talk about, which is first, immediately remove all barriers to communicate at the Northeast Ohio Correctional Facility in Youngstown, where 3 weeks after the raid, most detainees are still unable to connect with their attorneys and families. So lawyers are blocked, so they have no legal representation, which is a shame on our legal system. Number two, stop the ICE raids in Ohio, which has more to do with decimating the Latino community family unit, including hundreds of children, rather than dealing with law enforcement. Number three, use your power as my elected official to stop Congress from allocating funding to ICE. Number four, sign on to Senator Feinstein's Keep Families Together Act now. As thousands, and I'm just pointing it out there because there were thousands at Public Square, including, you know, a lot of people who were directly affected from the ICE raids, with several family members of those detained who gave gut-wrenching testimonies. Man in the Street was there, and it was hot as hell. Saturday rally started at 10 a.m. on time. You had a majority. You had a lot of whites, Latino mostly. I did see a lot of black women. Thousands on time. Interesting, because there was about 1,000 people in the downtown area around 9 a.m. in the freaking morning. That's 9 a.m. at Tower City. All over. Food, not bombs. They gave away cartons of strawberries, bags of blueberries, bananas, Propel water. There was bottled water. But I saw Zach Reed, who said, hey, I wish to see a lot of other brothers out here. Hey, I can appreciate him for saying that. He also told me he's running for mayor in 3 years. And no, he didn't have a bottle on him. Anyway, he was coherent when he said that. Hey, keep hope alive. Anyway, white people, Latino folks affected by DACA. And sometimes I just want to throw this out here before I have to go to this track to save myself. But I wonder, you have thousands, about 3,000 it looked like, plus. So where were all the black people for Tanisha Anderson, Imperial Avenue cleanup, 137 shots, Tamir Rice? Guess we're so comfortable nowadays. If they were to say, hey, we're going to bring back slavery, and it was a threat. We might be able to get, no, I won't say 20 people. We might be able to get 45 people. That's kind of deep to protect us on our behalf, which is sad. Anyway, I need to take a break because I'm going to say something else to get me in trouble with somebody. So let's go to some lyrics, and I'll be right back after this.
Give a shout out to Black House Sounds again. This is Al Porter. Hey, if you don't like it, don't blame anybody else. Just blame me directly.
I receive my check and it's only change. So I work so hard to make a name.
I can't help but look back on what I had accomplished. Molly didn't go to jail and receive 7 numbers. I still feel the unspoken is still coming. Let me cut the capping and make these bars real for you. If they eager to help you, they try to steal from you. They know everybody in room, but it don't mean nothing. See money talk, ask your brother, mother, or your cousin. You claim you was gonna put me on when you knew you was. They clapping when people not around when they hear they try to hush me. I ain't begging for you, fam. You don't gotta learn me. I work out every option, keep them things.
thinking of me. Know my name. They talking down to make a story.
Yeah, front deck of cars, I'm a player.
Yup, these new rappers flashed out, we arcade. They sugar-rating them. I feel they overrating them. I had 22 members, but I couldn't wait for them. The things I say out my mouth, they playing safety, man. Once they see that you're weak, they out to take the land. If you don't play the game, then you out of shape again. I'm still all through my 20s, I was just wasting it. They was stealing my dough before I was stationed it. My cash was always low, look what frame I'm here. I ain't trusting nobody, I don't have friends. You can jump to the conclusion if I'm a madman.
Tell me, my lifestyle never changed. My check in is only changed. I work so hard to make a name. Tell me, my lifestyle never changed. I receive my check and it's only changed. I work so hard, make a name, my name.
My journey in this game ain't never ever been a pretty sight. But I ask myself time and time again at the end of the night, why you not famous in the game when you ain't stage fright? Are you afraid of the fortune of fame when it comes to the fact life? Well, my answer is neither, cause I'm a true believer with a haterism and that mental disease called cabin fever. When you work at my last nerve, that's a cousin to a seizure. So when it comes to spectacle dictation like a female, I don't need ya. I don't need a record deal just to live off of a meal. As long as I'm doing enough of the TCB when I'm in that grown man field. With these suicide deals, I'ma keep it all the way real. When you write your name in blood, the death certificate is sealed. So with the name of Black House Sound, I'ma forever stand my ground. And if you perpetrate careers, then you provoking me to frown. So people selling false papers when you walk in talking down, cause it's a cold day in hell before I put the mic down.
I'm born to get it.
Black House.
I'm a ghost without Swayze or Whoopi. Here in the flesh, you still couldn't see me. I've thought about what did it mean. Guess y'all ain't wanna see me succeed. But I'm not dead. My career survived. Like Frankenstein, my heart revived. Shazam, a black man, controls the lightning. One of the elders. So why y'all fighting?
Fight me?
Over a decade, and still relevant. You may not like it, but respect it. And I'll respect you.
You.
I hope that's clear. My words will live on down through the years. As a testament, a testimony. Chapter 1, verse 1 of an MC. Glad y'all overlooked me. Gave me the edge. You're at the bottom. I'm on the ledge.
And you know, coming back from that Black House Sounds presents Sheriff Kilroy, before I play anything from Black Odyssey, because it was brought up earlier, and I want to thank Mr. Powers as well. I also thank definitely my brother John Allen, because often overlooked with no father. Now, mind you, I'm going to give you two things that happened. And when you look at some of the serious things that have happened, that wasn't nothing. But anyway, yeah, throwback Jersey, young man just out of high school, doesn't realize anything. And there's the fact that he couldn't drive a Hummer that well, backed into a lady. I think he paid that off. But besides that, you got to look at the other great things, because it's often overlooked. There were no father, no education, no training. Very few role models. They handed this young, dirt poor kid about $420,000 per week at the age of 18. Married his high school sweetheart, hasn't been arrested, no drug stories, never humiliated his spouse with side chick stories. And everybody always talks, but nothing that just came out and said, hey, look, no outside children jumping out so far. Never in the news with so much as a real major thing that happened. So far, it looks like an excellent father, heavily involved with his children's activities. Greatest player on the planet. And 14 years later, same dude, maturity, same chick, same family, reputation intact, now earning close to $2 million per week. Well, that just went out the window with the $154.1 million. But if you can't respect that, then, wow, maybe the perspective is whack. And that was put out there from Elder Jacqueline Goodrum. And the thing is, you know, he left like a man. This time, no major announcement. He bounced after $154 million was offered, but he did keep his word to the city. We do have a ring, and we'll always be known as a championship city. Four freaking finals in a row? Well, yeah, I'm going to still root for Big Ron in L.A. The rest of the time, for the Cavs. I mean, how can I say have pride in my own area and stuff like that if I can't support my team or I can't support somebody who helped make the area look very nice? And just a side note, isn't it interesting that EMAX Black House Sounds made the very last LeBron Cavs song? It happened to be a final song? Cavs Whatever It Takes. If you look at Cavs Whatever It Takes, Tier Roy, EMAX produced the beat. Looks just like that on YouTube.com, where else? Joseph Motley, JR, period. I also want to give a shout-out to Cleveland Soul, the comeback. MC Chill's manager, Uncle Red, had contacted me and said, I need you to come check this out. And I'm glad I did, because he had Eric Wilson, Humble G, and Humble G's new producer, and a super spectacular gospel singing group. Glenn Cotton of the Glenville Festival was also there, for I guess just to get to know about the Cleveland Soul of Comeback, but you never know how things are going to happen, because I might not know what to expect. I just go and pray for the best, and did not expect this running the Glenn Cotton of the Glenville Festival, or a film company that does movie filming, or a gentleman who helped produce ABC's Wide World of Sports, yep, The Agony of Defeat. And they were at a show taping on the west side, and all they wanted me to do was critique artists, which was kind of easy because that's all I had to do. Before I go and play this next track, National Action Network. Mr. Powers has said it for a couple of weeks. He wanted an announcement. I finally can follow through and say Saturday, August the 4th, 2008, Reverend Al Sharpton, Greater Cleveland Chapter, Reclaiming Our Time, Youth Make the Difference at the Holy Trinity Cultural Arts Church of God in Christ with Pastor Reverend Dr. Andrew D. Clark Sr. That's 3 to 6 p.m., 7209 Woodland Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44104. Reverend Dr. E.T. Cavanaugh, Board Chair, Marcia McCoy, Cleveland President, Dr. Andrew Clark, Senior Vice President, Elder Jacqueline Goodrum, Chaplain, Facilitators William Silverby Richards, as well as Ernest Terrace, Humanity and Community Development Workshop. For more info, 216-346-1380. Three songs will be coming from Black House Sounds at that event. And then on August the 11th, it's a four-song performance with Thank You Jesus being top one. I want to thank those from voiceofradio.com, EP, for putting in for that one, as well as Glenn Cotton from the none other than, you've got to say it nicely, the Glenville Festival 40-year anniversary. That is major. Before I play the track that I was going to, out of the way and say this Saturday, July 7th, 1:45 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop, number 193, 1899 Main Classroom Building, East 22nd. You can enter from Chester, Euclid Avenue, CSU. You can enter large room number 136 with Ronnie B's Hip Hop Workshop News and a Tribute to Two Moms, Milligram's Hip Hop Workshop Power Cipher, Christmas in July with free BMA sample CDs, and at least seven of those, and Ballhead Fred has about seven DVD giveaways of his comedy stand-up routines, and he has about five other knowledge DVDs thrown in. Mama Porter will give away five copies of the first single that she ever put out, which was in 2011. Cassandra McDonald will be there to represent the NAACP Euclid, which is serving all of Cuyahoga County. The Dollhouse, Cuyahoga County Executive Candidate Peter Corrigan. And hell, I might have to do a throwback performance. I might just have to do that. If you weren't there, like Mr. Powers and a couple others, you might have to find out why my rhymes are so sweet. I'm going to go to this one from, because he mentioned it, when you have a madman in the White House, boy, doesn't it make you keep praying? It just does.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed, let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. No matter what,
New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door, trading hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases, with a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, keep praying, cause we praying, keep praying, and keep praying, no matter what, you just keep praying, no matter what.
And of course, praying Black Odyssey. Don't forget Art McCoy, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, the fundraiser for the Showtime at the Apollo honoring Steve Harvey, which starts at least this Saturday, 9 p.m., July 7th, inside the historic East Cleveland Theater, 14108 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. And definitely to register for trials, you might want to call 216-253-4070. You might want to reach out via email or Gmail at jaden.mcky@gmail.com. If you call 216-804-7462, you might want to use that number after the show so I don't have to clown you on the air. On top of that, I need to let people know that also, and being fair to what is happening, if I'm not mistaken, this coming Saturday, you can look Facebook, Stop Terrorizing Immigrants and Refugees. Demonstrate July 7th. Now, that's at 2 to 5 p.m. at Free Stamp, a.k.a. Willett Park, East 9th and Lakeside. As a matter of fact, I guess it's because immigrants and refugees terrorized mass detention camps, thousands of children still separated from parents, the Supreme Court on the verge of a majority for generations. And it's letting people know that if children are torn from parents, concentration camps for tens of thousands, tens or hundreds or thousands, threats to bypass judicial process, the assault on immigrants is the linchpin and battering ram of a whole fascist program. That's fascist program. And if we allow this regime to get away with caging and torturing children, they know there's nothing they can't get away with. And this can't wait till November because the Trump-Pence regime, that's right, the Trump-Pence regime will not be bound by the normal political process. They are shattering norms, remaking the courts, radically altering the whole political and global landscape. The Democratic Party will not stop this. For them, empire and order is more important than justice, even if that means the order of fascism. So that's 2 p.m. to Free Stamp, Willett Park, which is Lakeside and East 9th Street. Sometimes I'm extremely thankful that I can read at least a little bit. It might help me out one of these days in life. I also want to throw out there that if you choose, Yep, I don't think I mentioned WHK, 1220 AM, The Word, which is Saturdays, 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, The Tony Fruit Show. I also mentioned a fact, which I'm going to do that right now, the Donald McCoy Radio Show, Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE, 1490 AM. Kent and Angelica, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE, 1490 AM. MC Cheer Radio, Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE, 1490 AM. Or that www.newstalkcleveland.com. You know, something I'm going to try to get some stuff in here that I might not be able to do all the time for the simple fact that, hey, if I can do it, let's try it.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man. Kill Tate.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tate on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tate on the beat. Live. This is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power. My knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block. And Kill Say got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night. What you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter. Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job. Just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome concerts. Ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask deny my lines. I'm opening people's minds. Remember it's Monday night. Tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah.
You know, it was very interesting. The NAACP, Cleveland branch, has nothing to do with Euclid. Thank God they've got another branch of them, because sometimes these are very interesting people. But they had the Freedom Fund dinner. And yeah, it's very interesting that, of course, in their love for certain candidates, they ignored the fact that Armand Budish had bought a tape. Not Armand Budish, but Peter Corrigan. Peter Corrigan was running against Armand Budish, was definitely ignored by everybody for the simple fact it's just ignored. And they didn't even call the other candidate. Billingsley was running for judge. She's running for judge. Was a guest there. Guess they played politics and say, hey, no Republicans recognized even the ones who are doing good work, which is very interesting. You know, it's, I hope they did learn something from their guest. You know, they had a nice guest who spoke well. But one of the things that she said I thought was very interesting. Soledad O'Brien, who was an award-winning journalist, documentarian, entrepreneur, philanthropist. Anyway, Latino lady said that the NAACP shouldn't be known for having one good meal a year. What are you doing to be heroes now rather than sit back and point out Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.? As a matter of fact, Emmy winning reporting and acclaimed documentary series, Black in America, Latino in America, she really had a lot to say on that one. And it's the truth. You know, philanthropist and the power of storytelling, that's what Soledad O'Brien brought to the table. And I really respected it because it's the truth. How many times do we go out there and we talk about, oh, so-and-so did that, so-and-so's a great hero, so-and-so did X, Y, Z? Do we ever picture ourselves being that hero or person to change, basically speaking, the course of a river and make some changes? Which is what one of the things that I'm glad I'm around people who want to do that. What are you doing before your time's up?
Just before our time up, death to remind us. Yes, you remind us. Yes, you remind us. Yes, you remind us. Remind us. Just before our time up, death to remind us. Yes, you remind us. Yes, you remind us.
can she remind to remind us?
How many folks changed all day? One day you're here, then you're gone. The next day they don't know your name. You said he's falling and you out of reach. The bullets ricochet, they left you dying in these Cleveland streets. They say you brain dead, they bought the bullet machine. And since you was a Christian, God intervened. 6 months later, living to the extreme. You want retaliation, that's on everything. You gon' get them jokers back to them jokers. Dramatized in your mind, keep having all these crazy dreams. You feeling like your manhood went down the drain. You stalking every spot that they at in a perfect lane. Waiting for the perfect target to wanna shoot. In your mind, you're paralyzed and you don't know what to do. You realize God, he gave you a second chance. And if you pull the trigger, would you live the dirty dance? Even on Friday, the old man told the truth. You walk away, you live another day, and that's the truth. I never saw a man cry. Until I saw a man die.
Some people angry, some people march. Others wonder why police have whole hearts. Police violence, it ain't start today. Years ago, James Rhodes was blown away. Decades before, we lost Brandon McLeod. Families cry, neighborhoods get loud. Ask the police what they shooting for. Should've learned from her brides years before. Push the people down, they gon' push hard back. Take it as a threat, take it as a fact. Black police, aka the Black Shield. Let me break it down, tell you how I feel. Black Shield, Black Police Organization. If it's Steve Loomis, y'all scared to face it. The union head of CPPA. Cried baby Loomis, racist things he say. To the family who lost a loved one. You don't care what ignorant words does. Wish cops could feel family tears. Like Tim, Melissa, Tanisha, Tamir. Some people reaping what they sow, and it's an unsolved mystery. The chapter in your life becomes untold. Some people need to learn a lesson. When you walk the city streets, every step you take, you must learn to count your blessings. But there's a lot of deep depression. Crooked humans keep a peace for thirsty lives on their radar, so they steady flexing. So let me tell you the real truth on the mistaken identity. The cops have no use when your life is in danger. There ain't no need to make a report, cause the cops only resort is be on the scene to see your corpse. So I gotta set a trend to prevent that bullet torch. Any badge is the devil's weapon without the pitchfork. And if I gotta keep it real just to keep myself alive, I don't gotta justify when I see a family cry. Long as I got some men upstairs watching over all sides, when it's my time to die, I hope my journey gets a vibe.
Before I leave out this evening, I just want to say, hey, three significant things in my life. Lowest, the highest type of thing. I definitely want to say that I am very, very blessed. Very, very blessed indeed. I'm very, very powerfully blessed because I had a person in my life suggest and say to me, I want to thank D for saying, you know something? Have you ever thought about interviewing your mother? And never had. And that's coming to pass tomorrow evening at voiceandradio.com, the Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. I know my mom would never listen to me or if I ask questions or what have you. So brought in a big boy professional, Larry H. Gardner from Headlines and Headaches, will be interviewing my mom, which is a blessing. So, you know, I go from that one, and I think also D, who said, make sure that before birthday, go out and take her out and enjoy the company. And I appreciate that because sometimes you don't realize certain things. And then I also have to say not only thanks for my mom who taught me so much how to recognize class, and that's where I'm at right now in life. It's powerful when you have somebody who's there in your corner. You find that special lady and you really appreciate her so much for what she does. So I have to thank Dee because this is not the easiest business to be in. And to watch the support that I've been given, I'm thankful. And then, of course, number one important thing, thank the creator who has allowed me to be able to become the lyricist that I am. Also set me around powerful people like Black House Sounds, powerful people and examples from Black Odyssey, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, BMA. If it wasn't for the creator wouldn't put it in my right mind frame, then I wouldn't even be able to appreciate when I have a special gift that comes through from Twinsburg and other places like that. Wouldn't appreciate it. And without the creator, I wouldn't have love of self. So with this being said, happy Independence Day. I feel like I'm not dependent on following the same old trends. I can do something different, and I'm thankful for it. May everybody look out for each other, and please support each other. Check out the Black Odyssey video for Mac Spit. Please do that. Then check out Joseph Motley Jr. Facebook page. Check out Black Odyssey. It's spelled unique. Check out Black House Sound. Open mic and follow through. Thank you. Appreciate you. See you.